Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, vastly different. The Texas Tech University School of Music is presenting a guest artist recital this week featuring music by contemporary Chinese composers. We'll have an interview with the artist as well as all the details on the concert and a lecture coming up on today's show. I hope you can make plans to stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are in the Texas Tech University School of Music, where our special guest is Dr. Susan Chan, who is a guest artist here at the Texas Tech University School of Music, presenting both a concert and a lecture on a very specific subject, and we'll get all the details of that on today's show. Dr. Chan, welcome to Texas and to Texas Tech.
We're happy you're here. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us, to begin with, a little bit about you and where you grew up and your education and becoming a pianist.
I was born and raised in Hong Kong, mm-hmm. and started piano when I was about 4. I really don't remember much about it, but my mother told me that because she was my first piano teacher. And later on, I went to the University of Hong Kong for my undergraduate and master's degree, and then came over to Yale University and then Indiana University for my doctoral studies.
Right. It's quite a pedigree. It's well done. And you became a professional pianist?
Yes.
And now you're on the faculty at Portland, is that correct?
Yes. Yes. I'm now on the faculty of Portland State University, which is in downtown Portland, Oregon.
Right. And the program that you have for us is centered on Chinese music, contemporary Chinese music. How did that become an interest of yours?
Growing up in Hong Kong, I had lots of contact with Chinese music, but actually I grew up learning Western music. Mm. So for example, learned pieces by Chopin, by Bach, Beethoven, and all the Western composers that students would study here. Later on, actually, after I went to university, I met some wonderful composers, Chinese composers, and that inspired me to learn more about Chinese music. So for example, Mr. Doming Lam, whose piece I'm going to play on Wednesday, he was a visiting composer at the University of Hong Kong when I was a student there. And he gave me the score of this piece. And so we did a tour in Macau, and I was very honored to play the piece in the concert. So that got me really interested in Chinese piano music. And later on, when I came to the States to study and work, I came across and met more Chinese composers, for example, Chen Yi and Zhou Long, who are really major Chinese-American composers. I became very fascinated with their music, both piano music and orchestral music and choral music. And I thought it would be a great project, you know, to find a niche for myself, for my work. And so I began to explore these pieces more and communicate more with them. And eventually, actually, we did a double commissioning project. Yes, that was in about 2012. So I was very fortunate and was able to raise some money, did some fundraising, and commissioned both of them to write pieces for me to perform. And I will share them in the concert on Wednesday.
All right. For a layperson, how is Chinese music
or Eastern music, I guess, different than Western music? What would be immediately different that we could understand?
Immediately different would be, for example, the most obvious things would be like use of different scales. So instead of the traditional Western major and minor scales, in Chinese music, the pentatonic scale is used. Yes, of course, with a lot of variety as well. The pentatonic scale is like if one plays just on the black keys of the piano.
Right. So that
you can create a kind of a Chinese sounding music or piece with that. And also, of course, the instruments are different. Chinese instruments include some strings, of course, like the erhu, the two-string instruments, or an instrument with three strings, etc., etc. And some other instruments like the pipa, which is like a lute, and guzheng, and yangqin, etc., etc. And so actually in these pieces that I'm going to play, it's an amalgamation of East and West. So first of all, of course, the pieces were written for the piano, which is a Western instrument. Mm-hmm. But through the piano, lots of the Chinese elements are expressed. So for example, you can hear the sounds of like Chinese instruments like the guzheng and the pipa. And for example, in Do Ming Lam's piece, he deliberately made a point of imitating Chinese instruments on the piano. And Chen Yi also said that you can see and hear Chinese blood, you know, in her music, and some very obvious places where Chinese instruments are imitated and expressed in the pieces.
In the pieces that you will play, our reference, of course, is Western music, and so we think of a piece that's titled sonata, and it will have a form. Or if it's a programmatic piece, like if it's down a dirt lane or something like that, we conjure up images or something. Mm-hmm. Is this a part of Chinese music as well? Does it have titles that are descriptive or titles that are formal in design?
Yes. Very often in Chinese music, you have very descriptive titles. So for example, in the pieces I'm going to play on Wednesday, the first piece is called Piano Bells. So immediately you would think piano and bells.
Right.
And how bells are expressed from the piano, etc., etc. And like the second piece by Do Ming Lam, it's called Lamentations of Lady Qiu Jun. So again, it's, you know, there's a story behind it that immediately, you know, can come to people's mind. So it's very direct in that way.
Right. Mm. Okay. And so contemporary Chinese piano music has become, as you said, the niche for you. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I also play Western pieces as well.
Yeah.
And I love the combination of both because that's actually kind of who I am. I grew up in Asia and learned Western music, and now I'm living in the States. So it's all the East-West thing is just in me. And I find it very special and very privileged actually to be able to, you know, learn about the composers, their music, and to share with audiences.
Right, right. Do you work with these composers? Are they your friends? And do you collaborate on these compositions?
Yes, I do know all of these Chinese composers. And as I mentioned earlier, I did a commissioning project with Zhou Long and Chen Yi, and it has been fascinating to work with them and actually become friends with them and to understand and be inspired by what they do and by who they are. And Mr. Do Ming Lam, like I said, I met him when I was a student in Hong Kong, and he's now still living in Hong Kong. Alexina Louis, I never met her in person, but I've talked to her on the phone a few times. She's a lovely lady. She grew up in Vancouver, Canada, and is now living in Toronto. And Mr. Tandon is really a very special person. I had been communicating with his assistant because he's really super busy, jet setting and running around, doing all sorts of huge projects globally. But finally, I was able to meet him at a concert in Hong Kong about 3 years ago. That was really fantastic. And Mr. Zhang Zhao in Beijing, yes, I've met him when I was visiting Beijing a few years ago, and we actually worked on some of the pieces together.
Right. So, and you'll play all of these on a concert Wednesday evening in the School of Music, and then you're also giving a lecture on Thursday. Will the lecture be on similar topics? Will it be about these pieces or about contemporary Chinese piano music in general? What will the topic be?
The topic for the lecture is contemporary Chinese piano repertoire for teaching and performing. Mm. So in the lecture, I will include some pieces from the concert because these pieces are suitable for teaching and also, of course, performing as well. So, for example, Alexina Louis' Music for Piano and Tan Dun's Eight Memories in Watercolor are actually studied by a lot of piano students in the States and also in Canada and even in England, in Hong Kong, etc. And I know there are budding piano teachers at this university, so it would be really great to introduce this repertoire to them if they don't already know them, and discuss the music more deeply, you know, if they already have an experience with the pieces.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dr. Susan Chan is playing a concert Wednesday evening at the Texas Tech University School of Music in Himley Recital Hall, and giving a lecture Thursday evening also in the School of Music. And more information about all of this is available at music.ttu.edu. Dr. Chan, thank you very, very much for being our guest on the Front Row today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm your host, Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and joining me. Support for The Front Row comes from the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra announcing the 2019-2020 season. More information is at lubbocksymphony.org.